Alright folks, welcome back to Depression to Drive. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let's get real for a second. Life throws curveballs, right? We all mess up sometimes. Big messes, small messes, the kind that haunt you like that one embarrassing song you can't get out of your head. But here's the kicker, holding on to those mistakes, that guilt, that self-recrimination? That's a heavy backpack to carry, and it ain't doing you any favors. Today, we're diving into something crucial, something life-changing. How to practice self-forgiveness. Now, I know what you might be thinking, forgiveness? Easy for you to say, Jake. You haven't made the same mistakes I have. Listen, buddy, everyone messes up. It's part of being human. The real difference is how we handle those blunders afterward. Do we let them define us, keep us stuck in a cycle of shame and regret? Or do we learn from them, dust ourselves off, and move forward with grace? Here's the thing. Self-forgiveness isn't about condoning your actions. It's not saying what you did was okay. It's about acknowledging that you made a mistake, taking responsibility for it, learning from it, and then letting go of the bitterness. Think of it like this. Imagine carrying around a heavy stone, a symbol of your past mistakes. Holding onto that stone weighs you down, prevents you from moving forward. Self-forgiveness is the act of gently placing that stone down, acknowledging its presence without letting it define you. So, how do we actually do this? How do we break free from the chains of self-blame and guilt? Let's unpack it. 1. Acknowledge your mistake. This might seem obvious, but sometimes we try to bury our mistakes, pretend they didn't happen. That just keeps them festering beneath the surface. Own your actions, no matter how embarrassing or painful. Facing reality head-on is the first step towards healing. 2. Understand the why. We all make mistakes, but understanding the motivations behind yours can be eye-opening. Were you stressed? Did you act out of fear? Identifying the root cause can help you develop empathy for yourself and prevent similar mistakes in the future. 3. Make amends, where possible. If your mistake harmed someone else, apologize sincerely and take steps to make things right. This doesn't mean you have to fix everything, but showing remorse and taking responsibility can go a long way towards healing relationships and your own soul. 4. Practice self-compassion. Imagine talking to a friend who made the same mistake. Would you berate them? No. You'd likely offer support, understanding, and encouragement. Extend that same kindness to yourself. Treat yourself with the same compassion and empathy you'd offer someone you care about. 5. Focus on growth. Self-forgiveness isn't about forgetting your mistakes. It's about learning from them and becoming a better person. See this as an opportunity for growth, a chance to develop resilience and wisdom. Ever felt like you were drowning in guilt, replaying the same mistake over and over in your head? You know that feeling when self-criticism becomes a relentless inner critic, chipping away at your confidence and joy? I get it, we've all been there. Let me share a quick story. A few years back, I made a major blunder, public speaking disaster of epic proportions. My hands were shaking, my voice cracked, and I completely blanked on key points. The shame was crushing. For weeks, I replayed that moment in my head, beating myself up for the embarrassment I caused. But eventually, I realized that dwelling on it wasn't helping. I acknowledged my mistake, analyzed what went wrong, turns out, I hadn't practiced enough, and then focused on learning from the experience. I signed up for public speaking classes, worked on my confidence, and gradually started to overcome my fear. The key was letting go of the guilt and embracing the opportunity for growth. So remember, folks, self-forgiveness isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. It takes courage to admit your mistakes, own them, and then move forward with grace. By practicing self-compassion and focusing on growth, you can break free from the shackles of guilt and create space for healing, joy, and new beginnings. Keep that fire burning, friends. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it, leave a review if it resonated with you, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep driving forward, one step at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.